In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 29th day of the Coptic month. And whenever it is the 29th of any Coptic month, usually we commemorate three occasions and three feasts. The Annunciation that took place on the 29th of Baramhat, the Nativity that took place on 29th of Kiyak, and the Resurrection that took place on the 29th of Baramhat as well. That's why you find that today we are praying in a joyful tone, and the readings is the readings of the Annunciation, the coming of Archangel Gabriel to announce the coming of the Messiah to the world. And the angel appeared today to Saint Mary, and he said to her, therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. God promised Eve that the descendants of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. He promised that he is coming. But the question, why it took him that long, waiting for him to come for 5,000 years? He could have came instantly, immediately, with the first born from Eve, he could have come from her. But this didn't happen. This is something that we need to meditate and think about it, because God, in His plan, there are certain elements in order for Him to do what He promised. He doesn't forget His promises, and He is not like us. We can say that I will do it and we do not do it. Sometimes we stumble when we look at God and remind Him with His promises. God, you said this. It is your good will. I know that what I'm asking for is something that matches what you want, but why it is not happening? Why I have to wait for that long? For God's plan that's always perfect for all of us, there are three main elements. The first element is the element of preparation. Before God comes to the world, the Messiah to come and to be born from the woman, He has to prepare the world at that time, giving the people through the scripture many signs about how they should know the Messiah, how they should be ready. Whenever He comes, they should be able to recognize Him. So He sent the prophets who came to the world with many prophecies about the Messiah, about His birthplace, about His reign as a humble king coming to Jerusalem, riding over a colt and a donkey, about His suffering on the cross, about His resurrection. He didn't leave the people, the world at that time, to wonder and guess who will be the Messiah. This element of preparation is of great importance, and it happens with all of us. Sometimes, maybe a person is praying, for example, like God would provide him or her with the suitable person in order to start a family. But God is not going to fulfill His plan unless you are prepared. This will take some time. And actually, if we work with God sincerely, the preparation time is perfect, and God will provide the right person in the right time. Sometimes we ignore this time of preparation. We feel that this is something we do not want to go through it. I don't want to be patient and wait upon God. And we waste the time of preparation just pitying ourselves and looking to God and asking why you are not doing this. You promised and you are faithful. By why things are not happening? You are losing the preparation time. You are missing this great opportunity that God is giving you. The people who are single and waiting for themselves to be married, they are not single just for no reason. God is preparing you. You have to be alert to this. Do not waste the time just being eager to get into the family issue without being prepared. Preparation is a very important part in God's perfect plan. The second element of His perfect plan was the world at that time. The world condition was prepared in a way that make Him and His message to be more liable to be successful. How? At that time, the whole world was under the reign of one empire. This is the Roman Empire. People are speaking almost one language. Everybody knows Greek at that time, which made it very easy for the prophets. Whenever they talk with someone, everyone understands. Whenever St. Paul writes something, a letter, then it could be read everywhere and people will share it. There are ways of transportation. It's one empire. Almost the whole world is one country. And people have to move from here to there. So there are some kind of more easy way to move from a place to a place. There was at that time also growing interest in philosophies and debates. And people keep on like discussing things. And they debated and tried to prove their point of view. This worldly condition was a good scene for his coming. The world was prepared at that time for the coming of the Messiah and receiving him and communicating the good news. This is also something important in God's plan for all of us. The situation around us. God also prepared the situation around us in order for him to fulfill his promises to you. He is waiting upon things to be ready in a way. Do not lose your patience. Do not question God's faithfulness that he is going to fulfill his promises. Maybe the conditions around you are not yet suitable. God is waiting for certain things to happen in order for him to reveal his goodwill to you. The third element is the element of the people themselves. Waiting for this pure virgin to be born, Saint Mary. Imagine God whenever he is to choose someone to come from. That's why we pray in the midnight praises and say that God the Father looked from heaven and he did not find anyone like you, Saint Mary. He was waiting for this pure girl to be born and then she was the suitable person that he can come from. That's why the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." By the way, we sometimes assume that only God worked our salvation without anything from our side, which is not right. Saint Mary at that time, as a young girl, she could have rejected the whole thing, saying, "Why I should be going through this? Why I should be suffering? That I am as a young girl, people will look at me that I am a sinner. People will doubt my purity and chastity, that I will give birth to this boy without being married to a man." But she accepted this, and she understood what does it mean to live all of her life dedicated for this mission. The coming of the Messiah also was related to the birth of Saint Mary, this pure virgin that would become his mother. Also the tool that the Lord used, the generation that seeks the Lord. The time when the Lord came, there were people like our father, the apostles, who were eager to communicate the message. Someone like St. Paul, with all the talents that giving to him, all the eagerness in his heart to go and preach, all his ability to persuade and convey the message God delivered to him. And this is what is meant by the fullness of time. In God's plan, there is fullness of time, perfect timing. That's why St. Paul said to the Galatians, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law." This fullness of time is also with God's promises and plan with every one of us. We sometimes question God that he listens to our prayers. God listens to our prayers for sure. But there is still the fullness of time when everything is ready. When he prepared you, when you are ready to work with him, when the scene around you is also suitable, then God's perfect plan will happen. God, for example, when Elijah was praying for the rain to come back again, what happened? He prayed for how many times? God promised Elijah, said to him, "If you pray, I will give you the rain." Then Elijah has to go and pray for 7 times. Why he had to pray 7 times? 7 prayers until God will give the rain back. It's God's fullness of time, according to His wisdom and His faithfulness. The angel, when he went to Zacharias the priest and said to him about the coming of St. John the Baptist, he said to him, God heard your prayers. The man has been maybe like praying for this for maybe 20 or 30 years, and at that time he was an old man. This means that he stopped praying for many years. God listened, but still the fullness of time didn't come. Whenever you are waiting for something, you are praying for something that's not happening, do not lose hope and feel like your prayers are not heard. It's maybe just the fullness of time for this didn't happen. Trust in God and His faithfulness will make us always to have hope, and we rejoice because God listens, He is His wisdom, and He is going to fulfill what He promised. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.